Listener Production.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to The Scorecard. I'm Liam Flanagan, and this is your fast, fun, week-ending hit of sport for Friday the 19th of May. Today, Queensland cop a hit ahead of State of Origin Game 1, an MMA trilogy fight headed for Sydney, and which Aussies are in the hunt at golf's next major. But first... Today, the AFL world is reeling.
Good evening. Alistair Clarkson has stood down as North Melbourne's senior coach, effective immediately, plunging the Kangaroos into off-field turmoil once more. The four-time premiership hero wants to focus on his mental health after finding himself at the centre of damning racism allegations at his former club, Hawthorn.
Yesterday, Alistair Clarkson made the no-doubt difficult decision to step away from his responsibilities as the senior coach of the North Melbourne Kangaroos indefinitely to focus on his physical and emotional well-being. Less than 2 weeks ago, Clarkson perhaps gave an insight into the exact toll the ongoing racism investigation being conducted by his former club Hawthorn was taking when he spoke to the media about the issue.
Just shameful. Let's do an investigation on them and their practices and see how they go.
And yesterday, Kangaroos GM of football Todd Viney explained that Clarko had simply reached his limit.
We caught up and in that conversation, he basically outlined that the previous 8 months of where he's had to deal with the Hawthorn investigation and the serious allegations that have been made through that complaint and not having a voice for that period of time has really weighed him down in the mental space. I want to just say how brave that is of Alistair to get to that point yesterday. We don't want him to wear a mask. We don't want him to be in a poor mental state and coming to work. That we want him to be fit and healthy. I think it's a really important message to send to our players, our staff, and the wider community to make sure that if you're feeling under pressure mentally, that you should speak to people about it.
Clarkson is in his first year of a rich 5-year contract with the Kangaroos, but in his absence, former St Kilda and Carlton head coach Brett Ratten will step into the breach until Clarkson is ready to return. On Monday, Billy Slater will announce the Queensland squad for Game 1 of the 2023 State of Origin series, but one familiar face will be missing. Josh Papali'i, aka Big Papa, yesterday announced his retirement from State of Origin football. Papali'i announced that after 23 appearances for the Maroons and playing in 6 winning series, his time for Queensland is up, as he wants to give the next generation of Queensland forwards the opportunity at rep level, and also pour all of his efforts into his club football with the Canberra Raiders.
Fogarty! He might go the length! Chased by Big Papali'i, who comes up with an even bigger play! An ankle tap on the runaway half! How did Josh Papali'i do that? There's your tackle of the week, boys, right there!
Papali'i's decision mirrors that of Raiders teammate Jack Whiten, who earlier this year ruled himself out of selection for New South Wales by also retiring from rep football. However, unlike Whiten, Papali'i will continue to make himself available to represent Samoa on the international stage.
I want to play with you guys.
He's got to be very careful.
That was the moment back in 2019 that began one of the UFC's most storied rivalries. New Zealand v Australia, the last style bender v the Reaper, Israel Adesanya v Robert Whittaker.
Now that's a fight I want to be a part of.
The pair have already faced off twice inside the octagon. The first time in 2019, Whittaker was the middleweight champ and Adesanya the challenger. But a second round knockout saw the belt change hands.
The last style bender, Israel!
The second time around in 2022, Adesanya was the champion, Whittaker the challenger, but the result was the same, a win to Izzy. And now once more, Robert Whittaker finds himself the number one ranked challenger to the middleweight title held by Adesanya, and the man they call Bobby Knuckles is ready for the third fight.
It took Izzy 4 times to beat Alex Pereira to get his redemption. It'll only take me 3, I guarantee you. The last time was very, very close. So with the better skill set, the better mindset, he loses that fight.
And the UFC has listened. The trilogy fight is set, with Whittaker set to face Adesanya at UFC 293 on his home turf in Sydney. But there's a catch. Whittaker is due to fight South African Dricus du Plessis at UFC 290 in Las Vegas. Now, if Whittaker loses, he loses his shot at the third fight with Adesanya.
That sucks.
Yeah, and even if he wins, he'll still have a relatively short 9-week turnaround to be ready for one of the most dangerous men in the history of the UFC.
That's bad too.
Nothing worthwhile ever came easy. Good luck, Rob. So you wanna be a champion? Today, seven Aussies begin their campaign at Oaks Hill Country Club in New York to become a major golf champion at the PGA Championship. Golf's second major of the year gets underway today with the winner set to take home a tasty $3.2 million US.
Had a bad day's pay.
Queensland's Jason Day returned to winning form last week, winning the AT&T Byron Nelson event and thus ending his five-year winless drought on the PGA Tour.
And Jason Day, for the first time in 5 years, is a winner on the PGA Tour.
Day and fellow Aussies Minwoo Lee, Cam Davis, Adam Scott, Lucas Herbert, David Michelucci and Live Golf aligned Cam Smith will tee it up while world number one and recently crowned Masters champion Spain's Jon Rahm will start the tournament as favourite. And that's your Fast Fun Week Ending Hit of Sport. I'm Liam Flanagan. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Enjoy your weekend and I'll catch you Monday on the scorecard.
Listener.